That's right, it's me. Good to be with you this Saturday morning. You don't know this about me, but sometimes I have a very difficult time trying to decide what I want to talk about on Saturday morning. I just get torn and conflicted. I think, do I talk about this particular study? Do I talk about that health condition or this plant? But it kind of came to me this morning, and I'm trying to remember, is it Psalm 19 that says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork"? So what I want you to do is I want you to take a step back this morning, and let's just consider a few things. And so, you don't have to really agree with everything that I say. You can make up your own mind. God gave you a brain, and obviously, if you pray to God and ask Him to give you wisdom, then He will do that. So, it's been a while, but, well, not a while, but let's just say over a week now. There was a thunderstorm that came through the Bullard area. But you know what it's like after there's like a heavy rain shower? You go outside and you can breathe the air and you think to yourself, oh my goodness, this air is so clean. It's like the rain and the negative ions from the thunderstorm, they kind of scrub the air clean. But there's also another smell in the air. There's this earthy odor or aroma that you normally smell after it rains. And so if you walk out in the pasture or the woods or the fields or the meadows or the yard, there's this kind of an earthy odor. Now, there's a chemical compound that comes from the soil called, and if I can pronounce it right, let me spell it for you first, G-E-O-S-M-I-N. Is that geosmin? I may have butchered that. Well, and I didn't know this either, but you know what the Greek word for the word earth is? I didn't know this. It's G. That's G-E. So, this word, geosmin, it means earth smell. Well, that is one of the reasons why people literally cannot stand the idea of eating beets. They say, are you kidding? That thing is so earthy, I can't stand it. Well, some people are that way. But you know, this morning, whatever information I share with you, what I want you to do is just take a step back and just decide if you like this information, if some of the research is appealing to you, if maybe it appeals to you on some level, because with wisdom, you might start to think, what can I do to apply this in such a way that I could actually benefit? And maybe not just yourself. You might be thinking of someone you love that's actually struggling with a health crisis. Or maybe someone is under the weather. Or a loved one that you know of has just had like a major reconstructive knee surgery. And they need all the help they can get to have energy and blood flow to that area so the body can heal itself. Anyway, this morning I want to spend just a little bit of time on this program, Health Essentials, talking about a plant that you all know about, but probably most people look the other way when they walk down the produce aisle. It's a beet. You know, we have sugar beets, and those are grown. Those are kind of hybridized plants for the purpose of growing sugar, but that's not the type of beet I'm referring to. I'm talking about the type of beets you eat. The ones that have the darkest red-purple coloring, those are the ones that are absolutely the best, the most nutrient-dense for you. If you go to the grocery store and there's five different types of peaches for sale, and one of the peaches is the one that everybody just rants and raves over because it's super sweet and delicious, but if you look at it, it's white. It really doesn't have much color. Now, if we compare that to maybe the other end of the spectrum where the peaches are those red-fleshed ones, and they're much darker. Well, that's where all the nutrients are. Usually the lighter the color, the less nutrition it contains, and the same is true with beets. So if you go in the grocery store and there's like a yellow beet, or there's like an orange one, or like a red-orange one, but the ones that you want and the ones that I want that pack the most bang for the buck are going to be those dark, earthy, purple, deep red ones. I think we're on the same page on this. Well, one of the aspects of beets that I was reading about, and this topic comes up so frequently, let me just float this information out there, and you tell me if it has any benefit to you whatsoever. You know, we're living in an age where if you go to your doctor, you could say, "Doctor, could you please test my testosterone levels? I keep hearing the ads on the radio that if I have low T or low testosterone, that that might affect me in such a way where I could lose my ambition and my desire and motivation to work hard. And maybe that's why I feel like I'm so lazy, or where I feel like I can't get up and work and do stuff, and I don't have any desire to really, you know, aim high." Well, with men, that's a pretty big deal. It's a big deal with women also. But this right here is very interesting. You know, beets contain one type of element in great supply that maybe other plants do not. It begins with the letter B. It's called boron. You ever heard of boron? Well, let me tell you what I uncovered here. In 1987, which I realize that's over 30 years ago, there was a small-scale human study that uncovered a very interesting effect in the human organism by giving them boron. And so they noticed that when they gave human beings boron, it would markedly elevate or increase, guess what? The production of testosterone in both men and women. You know, one of the aspects of good health or hormonal health is your glands that manufacture, whether it's estrogen or progesterone or testosterone, well, if you're healthy and strong and you're radiant, your body can make those things for you, meaning you don't have to rely on a pellet or a gel or a pill. I mean, wouldn't you agree with me that if your body can make exactly what it needs, why would you even think about going and getting a, you know, synthetic testosterone? Anyway, so they noticed in both men and women it had the same effect. When they gave these people boron, which beets are high in boron, all of a sudden there was a significant increase that they could measure and document in the testosterone levels of both men and women. Of course, one of the aspects of testosterone is you tend to desire to be, you know, intimate, so that's enough of that topic. But there's another aspect of this. More and more studies are demonstrating that when you eat beets, it has this very specific effect on your arteries or your blood vessels. It helps relax your arteries and widen your blood vessels. Do you know what that means to you and me? That means usually our blood pressure is normal. It's not super duper high. So anything that causes greater blood flow throughout the body, you have to remember that your blood, that is an ocean of nutrients and life force. You know how in the book of Leviticus it says the life is in the blood? Well, yes, as long as you have blood flowing, that's a good sign. When blood stops flowing, that is not so good. Now, this I didn't know, but I uncovered this. Even though, because I went into the produce section of the store this morning, like about 5:45, and I just kind of took a quick scan, and I noticed they had some beets, but the beets they had, they were in bunches of three, and they were those really true dark purple red varieties, the kind that are that you want. That's what you're looking for. But they had these tops to them. A lot of times people cut the tops off, but they're really, really good. Did you know that beets have more antioxidant properties than just about all the common vegetables in the grocery store, except for maybe artichokes or red cabbage or kale or bell peppers? Yes. One study showed that they have exactly 9 times more antioxidant activity than just your typical beautiful tomato. And get this. They have 55 times more antioxidants. These are nutrients, folks, that help improve the health of your cells and your body than carrots do. Everybody knows carrots are good for you, right? Well, one of the compounds that gives these beets this rich color is something called an anthocyanidine or lycopene. But beets get their color from this phytonutrient called betaine. And the interesting thing about betaine is, or the betalains, is these are showing to be very interesting cancer fighters. Now, if you ask me, Roy, do you want anybody that you know or love to have cancer? Well, you know what the answer is. It's going to be no. But we are not winning the war on cancer, folks. When I say we, I mean the cancer profession is not winning the war on cancer. Yes, they have a very strong sales pitch to trust us. We know what we're doing. This is your only option. Only take the chemotherapy, the radiation, and the drugs and surgery. Don't do anything else. Completely ignoring the very thing that God has made for us. So if the firmament shows his handiwork, I'm going to kind of throw beets in the mix there. Listen to this right here, and you decide for yourself. In the year 2009, now this was a test tube experiment. This wasn't with human beings, so you can take it with a grain of salt, or you can try to extract some information where you can use this to tilt the scales in your favor. Well, in 2009, they just took beet juice, and they showed it blocked the proliferation of human cancer cells. Now, the type of cancer cells they tested against was pancreatic cancer. Folks, I don't know if you know anything about pancreatic cancer, but there's not... If you just want to do a literature search for yourself and say, how effective is chemotherapy against pancreatic cancer? Well, you're going to be very, very disappointed, and you're going to say to yourself, you mean after 40, 50 years of declaring the war on cancer, we're no better at treating this now than what we were back in 1965? Well, look at the studies. But it showed that whether it was human pancreatic cancer or human stomach cancer or in men prostate cancer. Now, that is a very, very common form of cancer. And they also use lung cancer cells and brain cancer. And they showed that when they took beet juice in this test tube experiment, putting it up against all these forms of cancer, that it blocked proliferation, that means it just wouldn't spread, by 85 to 100%. Now, you're probably saying, hey, Dr. Morgan, that may not sound like an impressive number. I guarantee you right now, if they had a cancer-treating drug or a vaccine or a substance they could create by a pharmaceutical company that could block the proliferation of brain cancer or lung cancer by 85 to 100%, oh, it would be on the billboards as we have the greatest discovery of a lifetime. Of course, when it comes to pharmaceuticals, the only way they're going to bring anything to market is if they can get their own unique copyrighted trademarked patent from the U.S. Patent Office. Because if they can patent it, they can say, we own this intellectual property. And so that's why if they come up with a beet juice formula from the pharmaceutical company and they sell it through hospitals, it will not be 25 cents per serving. I mean, you're not going to just take 25 cents worth of beet juice, put it in a glass of water and drink it down. No. That'll be about a $2,500 shot because they own the patent on it. But that just goes to show me, that proves to me, I'm willing to believe it, that God cares about us very, very deeply. And he's very tender and he's very kind because he's giving us all these things to help ease our afflictions. At least that's my opinion. Now, what I want to do is I want to switch gears, and I want you to consider this also. So let's just say, Dr. Morgan, I don't have cancer, and I'm not really crazy about beets. Well, listen to this. You know, if you go in the grocery store and you buy bologna or Spam or bacon, lunch meat, and there's probably a few other things, one of the ways they add sodium nitrite and sodium nitrates to these processed meats is to give them a significant shelf life so they don't spoil. Well, I don't know if you've ever heard the term that you do not want to consume lunch meat because it contains sodium nitrites and sodium nitrates. I'd say that's been true. Because when you do a literature search, People that eat the most processed meats have always shown an increase in cancer. Quite often, it's going to be cancer of the esophagus or the stomach. I would not wish that on anybody. Now, going back to beets for a moment. Yes, beets have been shown to contain nitrates, but they're not the same form. It's a natural occurring ingredient in a beet. It's not a man-made or extracted substance. So when you get sodium nitrate in the natural form from either leafy greens or beets and maybe a few other vegetables, it actually has this tremendous health-enhancing property when you get it in its natural form. Not so much the bologna or the Spam, but from the beet. And so, maybe a year ago, a woman walked from her car with her husband through the front door of my office, and her husband came back to where I do most of my consultations and examinations, and he sat down, and he was carrying her purse. She made it as far as the doorway to my office, and she stopped, and her husband looked at her. He said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "I can't breathe." And I'm going, "Oh, boy, oh, dear helper Lord." And so he becomes very frantic. He's digging around her purse for her nitroglycerin tablets. It's a small amber-brown glass bottle with a little small black lid on it. And he's just going, where did you put them? Where are they, sweetheart?" And she's going, "Okay, my heart's hurting." And she's having an episode of just very severe chest pain or angina. And so what's he trying to do here? He's trying to give her a nitroglycerin tablet so she can suck on that. And it took her maybe about 20, 30 seconds until all that horrible pain went away. And I'm saying to myself, "Oh, Lord, thank you. Please do not let somebody die in my office." You know, this December, I will have been doing this for 30 years. That's funny, isn't it? Lord willing, I'll do it 30 more. But he gave her the nitro tablet, and within about 30 seconds, guess what happened? Well, all of a sudden the pain goes away. Well, how does that work? Well, nitroglycerin increases a compound in the human body called nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is the reason why beets are so good at helping to greatly open up the arteries and the blood flow and relax the arteries and widen them so you can actually deliver more life-giving oxygen to the tissues. Because I can tell you what's going to happen. Your heart is going to have one big honking Charlie horse or spasm if you starve it of oxygen. You think a Charlie horse cramp in your calf is bad? Yeah, they're bad. That's a lack of oxygen. Well, what do you think a heart attack is? A heart attack is nothing more than the oxygen supply has been cut off and your heart's starting to spasm and cramp. And so when you get nitrates from beets, it has been shown to help improve oxygen delivery. And the other thing that I find very interesting about beets is it reduces the amount of oxygen that's required by your muscles, including your heart, during exercise. Now, to me, that is kind of an aha moment. I'm going, that's why that works so well. So I don't know if you've heard the study right here, but you're fixing to if you're listening, so I'm going to read it to you. They wanted to test the effects of beets on athletic performance. Are you with me on that one? So scientists at England's University of Exeter, that's spelled E-X-E-T-E-R, in case you want to look it up, they gave healthy volunteers, meaning these were not people with advanced heart disease and blood pressure problems. They were all healthy people. So scientists at England's University of Exeter gave healthy volunteers a glass of beet juice to drink, and then they asked them to exercise on a treadmill to the point of exhaustion. I think I'm liking this experiment so far. How come I wasn't invited? Oh, that's right. I'm not British. Never mind. But I know some people from Britain. The volunteers were able to exercise 15% longer than they were when given a placebo drink. So maybe one group of people had a delicious glass of Kool-Aid. but the other ones were given beet juice. Folks, these numbers are phenomenal. You're probably thinking to yourself, hey, Dr. Morgan, 15%, would I even notice that? Yeah. So they were able to exercise on a treadmill to the point of exhaustion, and they could go 15% longer. Now, get this one right here. This is part of the same study right here, but they did a little bit differently. So instead of healthy volunteers that could get on a treadmill, they decided, what would happen if we gave beet juice to people that are couch potatoes and are super, super sedentary? You know exactly what I'm talking about. People that spend their days sitting down. Now, let's put it this way. They're not doing much movement, not exactly hopping and skipping to the mailbox to collect the mail or walking across the road to deliver a zucchini muffin to their neighbor. No, they're sitting. So in this same study, they took sedentary volunteers and they actually conned them, I'm joking about that, into consuming beet juice. And here's what they found. They said when very sedentary people had a glass of beet juice, they required 12% less effort to walk a given distance than when they were given a glass of red Kool-Aid or a placebo. Now, folks, you're probably thinking, you know, Dr. Morgan, what does this have to do with anything? Well, you tell me. Do you want to exert more effort in doing just basic things like walking across the kitchen floor? Or do you want to actually thrive? Do you want to be able to function at a high level? And so just from this one study, very sedentary people, they required 12% less effort to walk a given distance than those that were given the beet juice-colored Kool-Aid drink. I made up the Kool-Aid drink. That's just my term for placebo. And so the investigators of the study, they kind of speculated that maybe this was enough of a difference to improve the daily functioning of older people or people that had pulmonary or cardiovascular difficulties. Do you have an aunt or an uncle that's pretty physically weak? It's very easy to pick people out that have these problems. If I'm at the grocery store or a larger store, you can tell they move very slow. It's like there's great effort. Now listen to this right here. This is a different study. It also comes from Great Britain, which means super smart people over there from Great Britain. In a 2012 British study, they determined that very fit men and women who had eaten a serving of whole beets daily for several days, they could run faster than they could when they had eaten a serving of other vegetables. Excuse me? I think I'm liking this. They calculated the difference in speed would have been enough to shave 41 seconds from a 5-kilometer run. Is a 5-kilometer run, is that 3.1 miles or 3.2 or something like that? Anyway, they said this would make the difference between winning and losing. Folks, 41 seconds. If you had an athlete, let's just say I have the Jacksonville College tennis team come to see me, and the tennis coach, whose name is Boris Becker, is not Boris Becker. I just made that up. Isn't Boris Becker like a pretty famous tennis player? Oh, my goodness, yes. But so Coach Becker comes to him and he says, Dr. Morgan, we need your help. We're looking for just any simple edge that's increasing our performance. And I said, Coach Becker, I have a brilliant plan for you. I've come up with it. It just came to me all of a sudden, which in reality, I really just read about it. I didn't come up with it. But I say, Coach Becker, what we're going to do is for 3 days before the tournament, I'm going to require your players to do one of two things. And he says, okay, they will do it since I'm the coach. I will make them do it. I'm either going to have them drink a glass of beet juice, Coach Becker, or I'm going to have them eat some beets. And either way they do it, we're going to make this happen. Well, listen to this right here. Here it is right here. Well, no, I lost it already. Okay, so if they could take and improve their performance significantly, just by eating beets for 3 days prior to a cardiovascular event or a race. Here it is right here. I just found it. Okay, motivated by these findings, a number of British athletes who competed in the 2012 Summer Olympics, what they did was they drank beet juice rather than drinking Gatorade. Okay. Now, this is the test right here. They drank the beet juice right before their event compared to those that drank Gatorade. And one of the gentlemen that was included in this study, his name was Mo Farah, who actually won the gold medal for the men's 5 and 10 kilometer races. So if you remember, they said that the effect of the beet could shave 41 seconds off a 5 kilometer run. I'm telling you, that's a gold medal, baby. And so as of this writing, they say that beets are not considered an illegal performance enhancing drug. So juice up. I'm telling you, that's just crazy right there. But in the real world, this is kind of how my mind is kind of playing through this. What if you tell me that you're totally exhausted and you don't have any strength or energy to get up out of the chair and do the very things you want? Isn't that just horrible for your mind and your heart to want to move you in a direction, but your body is completely unwilling? Well, okay. What have you got to lose by trying some beet juice? You say you don't want beet juice? Well, you can get those dehydrated beet powder crystals. And if you just stir them in a glass of water, it's kind of as if you're reconstituting. That is not the right word. I made that word up. I'm sorry. You're reconstituting the beet juice by adding water to it. Okay, enough of that. So, beets. God made them for a reason. I think the more that I study plants and herbs and spices and vegetables and fruits and things that we would call our food, they have properties when they're in their real natural form. But when your only intake of strawberries is called a strawberry Pop-Tart, I'm pretty sure that you're not going to have any medicinal value from that. If anything, there's probably going to be quite the negative effect if that's the only way that strawberries enter your body. If you'd like to join me on the radio and ask me a question or make a comment, please feel free to do so. I would love to help you. And just remember, whatever question you ask me this morning, I'm going to be on autopilot. I'm going to say, have you considered beets as your solution? The number here at the station is 903-586-5257, and there's a phone line open. So if you call me, I will push the button. If no one calls, I'll go on to my next topic. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Oh, my goodness. I've been trying to call you.
Oh, well, you made it. You get the gold star. Guess what I'm going to tell you is a solution to your problem.
Oh, okay.
Beets. No, go ahead.
I heard that, and I do. I like beets. Oh. I guess my problem is I had had a blood test Wednesday, and my glucose is fine. I'm not diabetic, but the cholesterol, oh my goodness, 199 I think is the top number that I should have, and I have 284. And the LDL was 204, but they wanted me to take Crestor, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. So, do I have an alternative? I just knew you'd come up with something.
Oh, my goodness. Are you gonna really make me do this to you today?
I certainly am, okay. But I need something.
You know what? I just read this a while ago. Give me just one. Okay, here it is right here. All right, I'm going to tell you about a plant or a flower that you have never heard of before,
okay.
Even though I read when I studied this that $2.1 billion a year is spent on roses on one day a year. That day would be called Valentine's Day. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Well,
Well, anyway, listen to this right here. There's, and, you know, I just... the other day I read in the book of Proverbs that gaining wisdom is worth more than gold and silver. Do you believe that?
Oh, yes.
All right.
I believe it.
In one study, people who were given 40 grams of rosehip powder daily for 6 weeks, and here's the result, right? And, of course, you know what a rosehip is?
Yes.
I looked up a picture of one while ago, and the reason why I was attracted to the picture, I don't think it's because it's going to be 100 million degrees today or anything, is because it showed little flakes of snow on the rosehip. But the rosehip, that's a part of the rose flower, just underneath where it blossoms, where if you let the flowers fall off like they're supposed to, that little bitty reddish... Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, don't
we
you?
We have a rose bush, yeah.
Well, as long as you don't spray it with chemicals, you can use them.
No,
but,
we don't do that.
So, and that's what they're doing. They're just, once this rose hip forms, you just cut it off and you let it dry. You can put it in your blender or your coffee bean grinder, and you can make a powder out of it. So, in this study, people were given 40 grams. Now, I did not do the conversion for you into how much that is. Is that like a half a teaspoon? But it's probably something like that. But they were given 40 grams of rosehip powder daily for 6 weeks. And at the end of the 6 weeks, there was a significant improvement in blood pressure. And I know that you're going to be questioning me, but it said in this study...
Well, mine is just down. I took it.
The cholesterol levels went way down compared to those in the control group. So, but you know what my point is in this?
Yes.
The point is, cholesterol is not bad.
I know that, and that's why she argued with me, and I said, no, you know me, I'm not going to take it.
So anything that improves the health of your arteries and your blood,
right,
then your cholesterol naturally falls down because there's fewer repairs to be made. So if you have a bunch of potholes in the street, and they come through and they patch them up and they fill them, if you have a bunch of potholes in your arteries, your body has no choice but to increase cholesterol production to fill those holes in the arteries.
The potholes, yeah.
And so if the arteries are healthier and stronger and more supple and flexible, that means you'll have need for less cholesterol. So I have a diabolical plot for you today.
Okay.
If I recommend beet powder or beets every day to improve the health of your arteries and your blood, that's a good plot. And then rose hips.
Okay.
Rose hip powder. They just grind it up. And actually, it's quite pretty. It's kind of like a, kind of a rose-colored hue to it, believe it or not.
I wouldn't care what color it was if it helped.
You mean you would do it just based on my recommendation that it could be good
for
you?
I do believe I would. Yes, I would. Listen, is it the greenery? Because we have one here in Lindale.
Yeah, run by the... Well, I don't know the answer to that, but all you got to do is just give him a shout on the phone.
Okay.
You know who my go-to guy is at the granary?
Who's that?
Wynn. W-Y-N-N.
Okay. Well, it's in Lindale? Oh.
Well, he's... I think he's all over, but anyway.
Oh, he's all...
Well, I mean, he's over all the stores. He kind of rotates in
okay.
and out.
Okay. Okay.
But if you will, just say, Dr. Morgan said I should speak to you, Wynn. He says you're
all
a genius.
All right. All right. Well, it's good to know.
Okay.
It's,
good deal.
That sounds fine. I appreciate it. I do eat beets. We have, you buy them in the store and you cook them, and I just love them.
Good girl.
Just got some. Okay. Well, that sounds like a winner. Thank
all
you.
All right. You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Thank you for your phone call, ma'am. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Let me see. I think I can come up with some other stuff here. Let me ask if anybody wants to call. The phone number here at the station is 903-586-5257. Thank you very much for your phone call. How can I help?
Yes, good morning. I'm calling for my 83-year-old mom.
Bless you. You're such a good daughter.
Thank you. She suffered an ileus after she got the flu, and the doctor in the hospital gave her Tufenex with codeine. And anyway, it was pretty bad. We had her transferred to Tyler from Quitman, and they gave her some enemas and finally got it moving. But since that time, she has been having kind of a mucousy discharge.
Well, and, I mean, that's what the whole purpose of mucus is trying to bind and trap toxic bacteria and microbes.
Yeah.
Forgive me for being negative, but you could have a person that has a health event, but once they go to the hospital, that is the number one place where you go to get all these new antibiotic-resistant infections that don't go away. So if she's got a mucusy discharge, her body is making every effort to try to trap and bind and neutralize toxic microbes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Dr. Gulley in Mineola did some stool testing on her and everything, and he did tell her that she didn't have enough good bacteria. And
How did he determine that?
Stool studies.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. And also, I think my mom called you and said to start colostrum.
Amen to that.
Yeah. So she started the colostrum just like within the last week or something like that. She's using the Now brand, which kind of I'm hoping that'll be okay.
Well, we're going to give it a shot. We're going to go with what we got.
Yeah. And but anyway, I'm just and then she's suffering with hemorrhoids.
Oh, well, let me give you a sales pitch on all this right here. And I'm going to try to make this very simple, because one of the things I'm kind of taking into account is your mom's 83. I don't need to give her anything that's super complicated, do I?
No.
Okay. Let me have a shot at this. If you were to go, even in grocery stores, there's a brand of tea called Traditional Medicinals. I mean, you can find it at Walmart. Obviously, they have it at places like Drug Emporium or Natural Grocer or the Granary,
right,
and Whole Health, all those health food stores. But it's called Throat Coat Tea, but it contains the two herbal ingredients or plants that I'm after. One's called slippery elm, and one's called marshmallow root, and these are very handy when you got a whole bunch of mucus.
Okay.
And so if these have a calming, soothing effect on her gut, I mean, it's exactly what she needs right now. We have got to calm down that inflammation.
Yeah, it's just driving her crazy because, I mean, usually but it can just come out, you know.
Well, I'm sorry. Can we back up just a little bit? Could you? And I'm not trying to embarrass you or your mama, but what exactly is giving her the most problem right now? If she had to narrow it down to one or two things, what is giving her the most grief with this issue right now?
The mucus discharge, you know, because it comes out. It just sometimes it's just a ton of it, you know. If she has a bowel movement, sometimes it just kind of oozes out, you know, and it may have a brown tint to it, and sometimes it's just clear.
Well, the one thing that I would go with, all the American Indians from the Cherokee to the Apache to the Pot to the Blackfeet. I just made up the Blackfeet. I don't really know if they did this or not, but they relied so heavily on a raspberry leaf and raspberry root. And so I know you can go to the store and you can buy those teas and see when you take a dried herb and they put it in a bag and you pour some hot water over it. Well, that's called an infusion. It's not super strong, but I think your mom could probably tolerate that. But if we could start making her some infusions and she just starts sipping on Throat Coat tea that contains marshmallow and slippery elm. The other thing, and here's legally what I can't tell her to do. I cannot tell her to take some colostrum and probiotics and open the capsules of the probiotics or the good flora bacteria. See, this is against the law, so I'm not doing it. I'm not telling her to open five capsules of probiotics with a spoonful of colostrum and then put those in a cup of warm water and then use one of those, you know, at the store they have these suction, what's it called? You know, it's what you would do with a newborn baby. It's a bulb syringe.
Yes.
See, even your dog's barking at me because he knows I got it wrong. He's going, come on, Dr. Morgan. Ruff. It's called a bulb syringe. But if you suck up that colostrum and the bacteria into the bulb syringe, and I don't want her doing this, by the way, but if she were to give herself just a retention enema, and all it means is if we can just get her to lie on her side on the floor and she can just lube it with olive oil. I mean, don't do that, whatever you do. But if she just squeezes the contents into the lower colon and she can hold it there,
yeah,
this may do wonders. But I'm not recommending that, just in case you're wondering.
Yeah, okay.
Because that might be considered practicing medicine without a license, and I do not do that sort of thing.
Right.
I only recommend natural remedies. And the other thing that I would really focus on, and I think this might actually be a game changer for, there is a substance that's found in nature that has a very green pigment. It's called chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll, mm-hmm.
And you can get chlorophyll. I'm just telling you some of my favorite things, all right? Actually,
right.
Well, I know what you were fixing to ask me. You're going to say, Dr. Morgan, what would you do if this were you? You were going to say that, weren't you?
Yeah.
Well, I would say there's a form of chlorophyll called chlorella. And usually it's called broken cell wall chlorella, which means they've broken the cell wall.
Mm-hmm,
but if she will start just kind of getting those chlorophyll tablets down her. But okay. We've got to think in terms of what's our best play to help move the needle on this deal to where your mama starts healing. And you know as well as I do, you wouldn't be listening to this program or calling me if you didn't think that God has not designed the body to help to heal itself. Of course it has.
That's
and,
right.
Well, you know, the other day I was reading the story in the Old Testament about King Asa. I think that's A-S-A. He was a really good king, but at the end of his reign, he was really sick and infirmed with his feet. You know what it said? It said he only relied on the physicians. He never once inquired of God. And I thought to myself, oh, Roy, don't be that guy that only relies on physicians. Please. Ask God for his favor with your mama. You don't have to tell me your mama's name, but what's her first name?
Pat.
Oh, I love her already. And so we want to start, you know, trying to help her with this issue right here.
Yeah.
And so
it's
I okay. I'm slow on the uptake, but I know who you're talking about now. So but if you could just tell her not to do the retention enema with probiotics.
Okay.
Because she's probably listening. She probably thinks I'm using reverse psychology, which I do not do that. I'm always very straight with people, and I tell them what I think.
Yes.
And so that would be something, but, you know, even that study that I read about, and I haven't got through it, but they're showing people that take rose hips, it calms down all that horrible inflammation in their gut. Rose hips tea or rose hips powder.
Okay.
It comes from the rose bush.
right.
And you know what it was used for? All the Indians that I read about in traditional Indian healing remedies, they used roses for one reason, for diarrhea, for mucousy diarrhea. Where can I find that? All right, I've already lost it. I think there's a reason why when you study what did Native American Indians use as medicine, there may be a reason why they used it for hundreds of years. It's because it works.
Right.
So at least you can pass this on to her with all my love. And let's see if we can start really moving her to a much better place, because I want her to feel good and have her strength back.
Yes, me too. We'll do these things. Thank you so much.
And you know what your responsibility is today?
What?
You're going to go make some homemade chicken soup for her with vegetables.
Okay.
And she's going to sip on that. tell her from Dr. Morgan with love.
Okay.
All right. We'll give those a shot and see what happens, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
The phone line is once again open at 903-586-5257 if you want to call me. Here we go. All right. Good morning. Did you turn your radio down?
I just turned it off.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. I never hear you talk about the benefits of eating organic vegetables.
You know what? I have never covered that topic in the last 24 years. You're right.
Really? Okay.
That's
well,
right.
I listen to you a lot.
Can I repent of my evil ways and correct that right now on the spot?
Sure.
No, that was my attempt at sarcasm. I wish I hadn't done that now. I think that I have probably talked more about organic vegetables and fruits than any other human in Jacksonville.
Oh,
but that's just
okay.
That's just my take on it. So, now, I was talking to a company on the phone yesterday, and their name is AB Organics. And they're out of California, and their job is to certify companies that produce organic products. And so my when I was calling the woman from California, her name is Sarah. I'll just say she runs the show there. I'm not giving her last name, but she's in charge of AB Organics. But what they do is, it's their job to come to a facility that makes either they provide either spices or herbs or organic products. And what they do is they find out, where did you get these products from? Are they certified organic? And then they give their stamp of approval. But my problem was this. What do you do if somebody takes the AB certification, it's that guarantees they're organic, and they start putting on all their supplements and all their bags of herbs and spices, even though AB Organics never certified them? And that was the problem I had. And this was a response to me. Her response was, we're only concerned about the people that pay us money to do the certification. We're not really concerned about the consumers getting a product that's been certified or not. And I thought to myself, this is about the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard. So I said, your allegiance is to the company that pays you to certify them, not to the consumer. See, that's my concern. The consumer buys a product that's certified organic, even though it hadn't been certified organic. And I thought to myself, oh, this is just pure madness. But anyway, let's talk about what you want to talk about. Prior to, you know, the modern use of pesticides and chemicals, well, you already know how this works. Mm-hmm. Everything was organic. So my grandfather was born in 1899, in the 1800s, by 1 year. So what did he eat if he ate okra or tomatoes or potatoes? Well, obviously, they were organic.
Mm-hmm.
But now, we've got companies that are producing chemicals like glyphosate, which is, you know, the term for Roundup.
Yeah.
And so this chemical residue, the question is, could this cause cancer? And, you know, I've had so many people say, Dr. Morgan, I saw this ad on TV from a law firm saying, if you've happened to work on a farm or at a dairy, or you have commercially, you know, used Roundup, and all of a sudden you developed a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which I don't expect you to know what a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is, but it's a blood cancer. It's cancer of the blood. And so now the studies are coming out showing that this stuff called Roundup, which is not an organic product, it's just a man-made chemical to kill weeds. The other day I drove down the highway near Canton, and I saw everything was dead from about 5 feet up through all the grass. And I thought, well, they're not even going to try to mow that. They're just going to kill it all. But that had to be something like Roundup. And so when you buy produce that's supposed to be certified organic, I would probably question if it had capital letter A and then capital B-E-E organic. Mm-hmm. Who knows if it's even organic or not? I don't know. So when you get organic produce, they're trying to assure you that they've grown this product without the use of any chemical fertilizers or, you know, pesticides, herbicides, things like that, so it should be much cleaner. And you know as well as I do, you are not better off by putting chemicals in your body, are you?
No.
So are you okay with the idea that I'm recommending organic vegetables and fruits?
Yes.
As opposed to conventionally grown ones with chemicals?
Yes.
I think you get a bigger bang for your buck. I think it's a great question.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Well, you know, they say that if you soak the vegetables or fruits that are not organic, if you can't get the organic ones, in baking soda, that it takes most of the pesticides out.
That's
Do you
brilliant.
Know, is that really true?
It helps, and the other thing that's been shown to help is just a little bit of white distilled vinegar, which, do you know how cheap vinegar is?
Yes.
It's one of the few things you get in the store that's cheap.
That's true. That and baking soda.
You know what I can hear you doing in the background? You're taking your beet juice and you're stirring it extra good to make sure it's really smooth going down.
Oh, I love beet juice.
It's so good. No, I just had two cups of celery juice.
You are one. Oh, what are you going to do with the pulp?
I put it out in my yard for organic gardening.
Do you know what I know for a fact will come and devour that the moment you throw it on the ground?
Rabbits.
Maybe, but I was thinking about earthworms.
Earthworms? Oh,
oh my
okay.
goodness. You, if you took some celery pulp from your juice and you put it on the uh-huh. ground over the bare dirt, uh-huh. you'll find by morning time the earthworms are going, oh my goodness.
This, oh, I'll have to
they're
go
saying
look.
Mrs. Smith is feeding us an organic celery. We love her.
Oh, that's great.
Cool.
Yeah, I know the rabbits eat it too because I've seen them in my backyard.
Oh, that is hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, and they eat. I throw that big chunky cut off the end, you know.
Yeah.
I throw that out there in the yard, and it's all devoured by the rabbits.
Who do you think you are feeding God's creation?
Well, I just love animals.
Oh, you're such a good girl. I love it. Well, I thank you very much for your phone call today.
Thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're sure welcome. There is a phone line once again open at 903-586-5257. All right. Thanks for your phone call. How can I help you?
God bless you, Dr. Morgan.
Oh, you're so sweet. Sure. God bless you.
Thank you. I need his blessings right about now. Listen,
well, what's the best way that we can help you?
Well, you can tell me how I can help myself. On last Thursday, I hurt my wrist. How, I don't know. I was only watching the evening news, and I went to get up, and I tell you, I let out a yell I didn't know I had within me.
You mean you kind of pushed yourself out of the chair with your wrist?
I guess I did, and that's something I don't normally do. I usually just get up without the use of my hand
mm-hmm.
and so forth. But I've had just excruciating pain. I can't use the hand. It's my left wrist.
Which part of the... I mean, if you were to describe where in the wrist is the pain the sharpest, is it right there at the base of your thumb, or is it on the outside by the pinky finger?
No, the thumb area.
Okay.
It started with around the meaty part and the front part of the wrist.
You may have a condition, and I know this is a mouthful. It goes by two different names. It either goes by the name of De Quervain's disease, but I don't say that because everybody gets they ask me a different name, and I'm going, no, I said De Quervain's, not the other one. But it's called stenosing tenosynovitis. You know how like the car that you drive, they probably have, or the way cars used to operate, they would have a cable that would connect to the rear brake, and when you press on the brake, the hydraulic system pulls on that cable. But the cable's not supposed to be exposed. I'm just talking about that tendon right now.
Ooh.
Or this is my analogy. It's got a wrapper around it, like steel with plastic, just to insulate it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that first tendon tunnel becomes highly, highly inflamed and pinched, it hurts like the dickens. I can tell you what you don't want to do. Tomorrow morning when you go to church, you're not going to stand at the front and greet people with your left hand and shake hands, because it would kill you, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. I haven't been able to do anything like that because it's hard for me to just even try to dress myself. It takes forever.
Well, one of the things that I will do, and there's a lot of ways to do this right here, is there's a type of flexible rubbery tape that you can buy off eBay or Amazon.com. A lot of times it's called floss tape. FLOSS. Sometimes there's a company called Voodoo Floss. I'm not promoting Voodoo. I'm just saying that's the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one, the one that I use, I think I paid $6 for it. It's called Master of Muscle Flossing Tape.
Okay.
And if you write these things down, you can go on YouTube right now. That's an instructional website for the most part. But if you go on YouTube and type flossing the wrist, it will show you a video how to do that. But that's one technique that I have really seen work wonders.
Okay.
But in the meantime, you need to apply some type of topical anti-inflammatory.
If you
told me you want to try a drop of eucalyptus oil or a couple drops of lemon oil, or maybe even tea tree oil. Of course, you put those in a spoonful of organic. I said organic for the last call. Organic extra virgin olive oil. Uh-huh. Then you just start rubbing that all over that painful area of the wrists.
Okay.
Or there's a type of homeopathic gel that you can put on there called Arnica Montana Gel.
I've heard you talk about that.
Well, it's pretty cheap, and it's an option that you have. But that that compression tape or that flossing tape, see, here's what I'm thinking of. Do I want you to have this for the next 16 weeks of your life and it doesn't heal?
Oh, my God.
No. That's why the compression tape, you'll only put that tape on there for maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes at the most. And then you'll take it off. But if you go onto YouTube and just type in flossing compression tape for severe wrist injury or... See, no one's going to remember that I said stenosing tenosynovitis. That's just a fancy word for that area is being pinched like all get out. Like, you might as well have a little gremlin with a pair of pliers pinching that because it hurts bad.
Mm-hmm.
So you could at least give that a shot and see if that helps.
Well, that sounds good. I've got to do something. I can't. They gave me a splint when I went to the ER. They did x-rays and everything and found nothing at all.
Oh, no, I'm very thankful they found nothing. I don't want them to find anything.
Oh, neither do I.
Oh, I know, yeah. So that's good.
They put the splint on and it got much worse.
All right, I want to tell you one more thing in the time that I have left, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm not lying to you. This is brutal. So I'm giving you full disclosure at the outset so you can't call me a deceptive charlatan by what I'm about to tell you. But if you had a bowl, let's just say it's a bowl that you would like mix up some cake batter or put together a big salad that you're going to serve, if you will take that bowl and put ice in it and then fill it up with water, then I'm going to tell you how to make this work. I'm not going to say that you're going to like this, but you got to
trust me. I know that's got to be painful because
it is.
It's painful.
You're just going to have to trust me on this.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask you a rhetorical question like, do you want to heal? Because I already know the answer to that. You're sick of this.
Yes.
You want it to heal. Okay, so what you do is just take the big bowl, fill it with ice water, and you submerge your right hand and wrist into that water for 10 minutes.
Okay.
It's a whole different type of pain, but if you'll do that twice a day, we will get you well. When I say we, I mean you. I really don't have anything to do with it, but if you will submerge, and so this is going to be a very shocking experience because it ain't going to be fun to immerse your right wrist that's inflamed into ice cold water. But I guarantee you, if you were the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, you know, Dak Prescott, and your wrist was doing this, they would say, Dak, we just signed you to a $30 million contract. In your contract, it says you will do exactly what we tell you to do, so we will be putting your whole body in ice for the next 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
He'll say, okay, I like that $30 million paycheck, so I'll do it. But if you'll just discipline yourself, actually, the only thing that you got to have right now is you have to have just a little bit of faith that what I'm telling you is true and accurate, because without faith, you're not going to take the first step to pour water in the bowl and then put some trays of ice in it.
I understand just from using ice pack. It's extremely...
Well, I'm going to tell you, the ice water is going to be about 40 times more better. That wasn't good English, was it?
Okay, for 10 minutes, do I repeat that during the day? Or
if you do this twice a day until you're well, you'll be a brand new woman. And you'll probably call me next week and thank me. Or maybe you will not thank me. But it'll go much better if you do this.
All right. I appreciate it so
much. Thank you so much for your phone call. And I'm really rooting for you. And I told you the truth. It's just nobody ever likes that sort of thing because it hurts.
Yes.
Well, hang in there and let me know how it works out. Okie dokie.
Will do, Doc.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to your favorite radio station, KBGS 90.3 FM. And this program is Health Essentials. And I'm your host, Dr. Morgan. Lord willing, I will be back this time next week.